Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that the Lord is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Yes, I'm here to tell you today that America, you must want war. You must want war because you have taken the Prince of Peace out of this nation. You have taken the Prince of Peace out of America. Yes, Jesus is the Prince of Peace, and you have taken Jesus out of America. So, today's message is, America, you must love war, because you have taken the Prince of Peace out of America. You see, Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace. Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace, and when you take peace out of America, then you must want war. So, because the opposite of peace is war. And if you don't have peace, then you must have war. I'm here to tell you today that in America, we got war in our homes. We got war in our public school systems. Yes, there is war coming to America because we have taken the Prince of Peace out of America. You know, I have lived in America my whole life, and one thing that I've understood is that there's always been peace. There's always been peace in my nation. I've watched television, and I've seen war in these other Middle Eastern countries and around the world. I've seen famine, but I never would even imagine that there would actually be war on the American soil. And I think the last time there was war on the American soil was the Civil War. But I think when you take the Prince of Peace out of a nation, then there's war. You see, the Bible says in Isaiah, he prophesied about the coming Messiah, and he says, "For a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders. And his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, Eternal Father, the Prince of Peace." Isaiah 9:6. The Prince of Peace. See, in America, you must love war. But what good is war? What good is it? What benefits does war have? Yes. But I'm here to tell you today that Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace, and if you want peace, then you must have Jesus, because without Jesus, there is no peace. You know, in the Bible, there's over 300 verses that talks about peace. Yeah, so what is peace, you might ask, and I'm here to tell you that peace is a state of tranquility. Peace is quietness. Peace is feeling calm. Yes, peace represents freedom from civil disturbance. Peace is a state of security. Having peace is being secure within your community. Peace is freedom from oppression or tyranny. It's freedom from strife and disorder. Peace is harmony in personal relationships. Yes, peace. Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace. It's untroubled by conflict, agitated, or commotion. That is the spiritual peace. And I want to ask you today, America, is peace desirable to you? Is peace, would you like to have peace again? Would you like to have it? How may we receive true peace? I'm telling you, America, you once had peace, and that was the Prince of Peace, and that was Jesus Christ, because he is the Prince of Peace. No, you don't want peace. You would rather have war, because you have taken peace out of your public schools. You have taken Jesus out of your church. There's no peace in the church anymore. the devil worshiping churches, the peacock pastors. We don't have peace in our church. We don't have peace in our communities. We don't have peace in our governments anymore. We have taken the Prince of Peace out. Oh, I know. Jesus ain't that important to you anymore. You don't care about Jesus. You think Jesus is a fictional character. You think the Bible isn't real. So you said Jesus, if you believe in Him, that's up to you. No, you love humanism. You think that realism relies in you, as if you created yourself. You have taken peace out. We've seen many nations that have went through tyrannical oppression. Because many of these nations, they've taken Jesus out of their whole infrastructure. And I'm here to tell you today, if you take Jesus out of your heart, if you take Jesus out of your community, if you take Jesus out, then there is no peace. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Jesus said in John 14:27, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you, not as the world gives you, I give you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." This was His last discourse that He gave His disciples before His crucifixion. He was saying, "Peace that I leave with you." Jesus was about to be crucified. He was about to be crucified on the cross. And the last thing He said to His disciples was, "Peace." How is it that Jesus could give His disciples this peace when He was about to suffer on Calvary and His disciples would soon go through the worst experience of their lives up to that time? And just 3 days later, at evening, on the day of His resurrection, Jesus came and He stood to the midst of His disciples and said to them, "Peace be with you." Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. In John 20:19-20. Yes, what a prince. Death and the grave could not hold Him down. I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace. And without Jesus, America, we can't flourish. The prosperity that we had in this nation was because of Jesus. But you see, you don't want Jesus anymore. You don't want the Prince of Peace. You would rather have war. America, you must love war. You must love war, destruction. You must love tyranny. You must love evil, because you have taken the Prince of Peace out of America, because Jesus is called the Prince of Peace. So, because you have taken the Prince of Peace out of your nation, your school, your church, your government, your home, your marriage, you must love war. I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace, and without Jesus, you can never have peace. Only when you take Jesus out of your nation, you're inviting war. Oh, come on, somebody. I don't know about you, but we're living in some pretty evil times in America. I don't know about you, but I think there's possibly going to be war on the soil of America soon. I'm afraid to tell you this. There's possibly going to be war on the soil of America, but I know you said it would never happen to you. Well, why shouldn't it happen to you? You have taken Jesus out, the Prince of Peace. You remember all that peace that you had for decades? Remember all that peace that you had in the last century? When you take Jesus out, then you invite war, because Jesus is the Prince of Peace. I don't know about you today, but I'm here to tell you that the Lord says this, "The Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord your God, who teaches you to profit, who leads you by the way you should go. Oh, that you had heeded my commandments, then your peace would be like a river, and your righteousness like the waves of the sea." In Isaiah 48:17-18, it says, if you would have paid attention to my commandments, if you would have kept Jesus in your home, if you would have kept Jesus in your church, then your peace would have been like a river, and your righteousness would have been like the wave of the sea. Yes, in Isaiah 48, 17, 18, it said, you would have peace like the flowing rivers. I don't know about you, but I'm here to tell you today that we need to pay attention to what God is doing with your life. We need to pay attention, and we need Jesus back in America today. Jesus will direct this nation in Jesus, and if you stand and make a stand for Jesus alone. The Bible is wonderful. The Bible talks about peace, and it tells you that Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace. And it says if you don't have peace, then you must be unhappy. You must have war. Oh, come on, somebody. What is this promise to those that they do not pay attention to God and His instructions? The Bible says, there is no peace, says the Lord, for the wicked. And Isaiah 48, 22, the Bible says this very clear. Those who heed God's commands will have peace, but those who ignore Him will not have peace. I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace, but you have taken the Prince of Peace out of this nation, America, and so you want war. You are inviting war. Oh, you can see it right now in America that we're at a crossroads of our freedom. They're going after our Second Amendment. We have biometrics, RFID chips. Our freedoms are being taken away. The Constitution is eroding. Our Fourth Amendment is gone. There is no Jesus anymore in our public churches anymore. Jesus has been taken away, and we've taken Jesus away for contemporary worship. And the Bible talks about Isaiah 32, 17, and 18. The work of the righteousness will be peace, and the effects of righteousness, quietness, and assurance forever. The work of a righteous man will be peace. He would be working towards peace. If you love Jesus, then you should be working towards peace. But no, you have thrown the Prince of Peace out, and so therefore, you are working towards war. The Bible says in Isaiah 32, 17 and 18, my people will dwell in a peaceful habitation, in secure dwellings, and in quiet resting places in Isaiah 32, 17 and 18. The Bible says in Psalms 85, 8 and 10, I will hear what the Lord will speak, for He will speak peace to His people and to His saints, but let them not turn back to their folly. I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ, He wants to speak peace to the United States of America. He wants to speak peace to the world. But you see, you don't want the Prince of Peace. You don't want the Prince of Peace. A righteous man should be working towards peace with his family, peace with his community. You should be working towards peace. But no, you would rather have war. War, what is it good for? Absolutely nothing. What is war really good for? And that's absolutely nothing, but I'm here to tell you today that a righteous man, he will work towards peace. My people will dwell in a peaceful habitation. The Lord Jesus wants to speak peace to His people in Psalms 85, 8 and 10. I'm here to tell you today that we need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. The Bible says in Psalms 119, verse 165, great peace have those who love your law, and nothing causes them to stumble. Great peace comes to those that accept Jesus Christ. Great peace comes to those that put Jesus in their homes. Great peace comes to those that love, put Jesus in their marriage. And great peace comes to those nations that put Jesus in their government. Because Jesus is the Prince of Peace. The Bible says in Isaiah 26, 3 and 4, you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you, Because he trusts in you, he trusts in the Lord forever. For in Yah the Lord is everlasting strength. Trusting in the Lord will bring peace and strength. I'm here to tell you today, if you trust in Jesus, he wants to not only give you peace, but in that peace, he's going to give you strength. In that peace of time, in that peace of your mind, in that peace of your soul, in that quietness. And as you sit there and you drink your tea and you look out into the fields and you see the great trees and hear the birds chirp, he said he's going to give you peace in that time and he's going to give you strength in your body. I feel Jesus right now. He wants to give you strength in your peace. I'm here to tell you, a righteous man, he's going to pursue peace. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. But America, you have taken the Prince of Peace out. So you must want war. You must want war. What is it good for? What is it good for? If you, he'll give you perfect peace when you keep your mind on the Word of God. He'll keep you, give you perfect peace when you study His words. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. He says, what does Jesus think towards you? He says, thoughts of peace and not of evil. And to give you a future and a hope. Jeremiah 29:11-13, he says, when I think of you, I have thoughts of peace about you. When Jesus Christ thinks of his people, he has thoughts of peace about them. He has thoughts of happiness. He has thoughts of a future and a hope for you. And then you will call upon me and go and pray to me and I will listen to you and you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. Yes, God's purpose is to give us peace, a future and a hope if we will listen to Him and trust Him. I'm here to tell you today, America, you must love war. Because you have taken the Prince of Peace out. You have taken the Prince of Peace out. You have taken Jesus out of your marriage. You have taken Jesus out of television. You just simply love Satan. You would rather follow Satan. You know there's only two forces in this world, and there's a force of good, and there's a force of evil. And all you lukewarmness, God's going to spit you out anyway. So there's only two forces. You can choose to follow Jesus and peace, or you can choose to follow Satan and war. What is it good for? You know, the Bible says in Luke 2, verse 13 and 14, and suddenly there was with an angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. Would you like peace in your life? Would you like peace in your spirit once again? Would you like peace in your mind? Then bring the Prince of Peace back. Bring Jesus back to your church. Bring Jesus back to your marriage. Bring Jesus back to your nation. Bring Jesus back to your school. Bring Jesus back. Then you would have the Prince of Peace. Then you would have peace once again. But no, I'm afraid, America, that you don't want peace and you want war. I know some of you, as you go to bed tonight, there's war right now on the other side of the world. There is war on the other side of the world and Christians are being killed. Christians are being killed. They're being hacked up. They're being beheaded. They're being lined up. And they're all being exterminated. But I'm here to tell you, war, what is it good for? If you take the Prince of Peace out of this nation, then you will have war. If you take peace, then you must want war. Oh, I can see it bubbling in America today. I can see war rising up in people's eyes. I can see people are changing. They're no longer human beings. They look like androids. I can see them. They're looking. They're tasting their lips. I can see the way they look at me. They're ready to fight a war. But I'm here to tell you that Jesus was the Prince of Peace. The Bible says in Philippians 4, 6, and 7, it says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. In what? And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and mind through Christ Jesus. I'm telling you, I want that peace of God. I want the Prince of Peace back in America. I want the peace of God back in my heart and soul. Oh, come on, somebody. Romans 5:10 said, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's in Romans 5:10. It says, how do you have peace? And that's through Jesus Christ. But you see, America, you don't want Jesus anymore. You have taken Jesus out of your schools. You have taken Jesus out of your government. You have taken Jesus out of your home. You have taken Jesus out of this nation. Oh, come on, somebody. Jesus ain't important to you anymore. So you must love war. Oh, but you don't think that war could ever hit our soil? You don't think that war could ever hit the American soil? No. You would rather go and buy your Chinese sweatshop toys from Walmart. You would rather be on your iPads, your iPhones, your MP3s. You look real good and social. They're patting you on the back. You might as well go back home and play your computer games and think and live in denial. But God says, I don't care if you put your head in the sand. He says it don't matter if you put your head in the sand. Do you not think that America is capable of having war in this nation? War, what is it good for? No, America. You would rather have war because you have taken the Prince of Peace out of America. You have taken the Prince of Peace out of America. Yes, Jesus Christ, for He Himself is our peace. Jesus Christ came to preach peace to you who was afar off and to those who were near. Yes, our Jesus, for through Him we both have access to the Spirit of the Father in Ephesians 2, 14, 17, 18. And throughout Scripture there are many references that associate Jesus with peace. In this reference, Jesus is our peace. And by being our peace before God, Jesus had made peace among those who are in union with Him. To have Him is to have His peace. To have Jesus is to have peace that surpasses all understanding, the Bible says. And this peace, I'm here to tell you, is not something that He gives apart from Himself. It is Christ, and we receive it only by receiving Jesus Christ. I'm here to tell you, if you follow Jesus, and you can have the peace of God, it would be all over you. If you accept Jesus in your heart today, that peace of God would fill your heart in all circumstances, no matter what stage of life that you're in. I'm here to tell you today that Jesus is the Prince of Peace. I want that Prince of Peace back in America. I want Jesus back in America, that He would bring morality back to this nation. But no, you want war because you have taken the Prince of Peace out. You want war because you have taken the Prince of Peace out of this nation. So you must love war. You must love war. That's all I can tell you, because you don't want Jesus anymore. So, if you don't want the Prince of Peace, don't tell me that I didn't warn you if war comes to the American soil. Yes, now in Matthew 8, 23 and 27, Jesus, now when He got into the boat, His disciples followed Him, and suddenly a great tempest arose on the sea, so that the boat was covered with the waves. But He was asleep. Then His disciples came to Him and awoke, saying, Lord, save us. We are perishing. But He said to them, why are you fearful, O you of little faith? Then He arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and those was a great calm. So the men marveled, saying, who can this be that even the winds and the sea obey Him. I'm here to tell you in Matthew 8, 23, 27, I'm here to tell you that Jesus can calm the storms of your life. Jesus can calm the storms of your life. I know there's a storm brewing in America today, but I'm here to tell you that Jesus can calm the storms of your life right now as He did. He calmed the waves by the sea. I'm also here to tell you that Christ has the power to calm the tempests of our lives when we yield our hearts and live to Him. However fierce the tempest, those who turn to Jesus with a cry, Lord, save me, save us, will find deliverance. I'm here to tell you today that Jesus said in John 14:27, He said, My peace I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. If you want peace today in America, then you need to stand up and fight to bring Jesus back to America. If you love Jesus, then you need to put Jesus back in your home. Jesus back in your school. Jesus back in your government office. We need Jesus back in our military. We need Jesus back in this nation. I can't begin to tell you how important that Jesus was to the United States of America. The history of our founding fathers believed in Jesus. Jesus was everywhere. Oh, I don't know about you, but my grandma loved Jesus. My mom loved Jesus. My neighbor loved Jesus. Jesus was all a part of American society. If you take Jesus away, you might as well just take America away. Yes, I'm here to tell you today that the Bible is very clear in John 16:33. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. God said, this world you're going to face many persecutions and tribulations. But He says, in the tribulation, I will give you peace. He said, in this world, yes, you will have tribulation. But He says that you may have peace in this world. Yes, in 1 Thessalonians 5:23, the Bible says, now may the God of peace Himself sanctify you completely. And may your whole spirit, your soul, your body be preserved blameless to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, you must love war. You must love war because you have taken the Prince of Peace out. You must love war because you don't want the Prince of Peace. You must love war because you don't want the Prince of Peace in your life anymore. A righteous man, he will seek after peace. But God says this, and I'm here to tell you today, in Matthew 10:34, He says, do not suppose I have come to bring peace into this earth. God said that I am the Prince of Peace, but don't you think that I came to America or I came to this world just to bring peace? I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. Now you need to understand what the word of the Lord says. The sword should be identified with Christ in any sense as a warning of the severity which one characteristics of His glorious nature. The Bible says, behold the goodness and the severity of God. One who obeys Christ despite opposition feels the edge of the sword. If you follow Jesus Christ today and you accept the Prince of Peace, you're going to feel the edge of the sword of the world. That means you're going to feel the sword of the world. Yes, a young woman who maintains her ideals of purity, in an office where low standards prevail soon feels the sword in her heart. When a woman who's trying to save herself for her husband and all of her friends are sleeping around, she's going to feel the sword in her heart. All who live for Christ and bleed inwardly when His name is profaned or His word denied have felt the sword. A similar thought is contained in the voice from heaven that commanded John to eat the little book. Take it and eat it up, and it shall make your belly bitter, but in thy mouth it shall be as sweet as honey. Sometimes following Jesus might be bitter, but I'm here to tell you that Jesus is sweet as honey. In Revelation 10:9, the sword of Christ is the sword of separation. the Word of God. Yes, the sword of Christ is the Word of God in Ephesians 6:17. It is the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. In Hebrews 4:12 it says, "For the Word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit and both joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and the intentions of the heart." I'm here to tell you today that you have crucified the Prince of Peace, so you must love war. I don't know about you, but it wouldn't be surprising if war came to America. It wouldn't be surprising if we saw war on the soil of America. The Bible says the sword of judgment in Genesis 3:24, "So he drove the man out, and at the east of the Garden of Eden, he stationed the cherubim and the flaming sword, which turned every direction to guard the way and the tree of life." I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ is the sword. But he's come. Jesus said, "I did not come to give you peace, but I've came to give you a sword." But I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace. And he's not only come with the sword of correction in Revelations 2:16, but he came in the sword of victory in Revelations 9:13, that when he was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. Yes, even Mary, the mother of Jesus, was acquainted with the sword. Yeah, the sword shall pierce thine own soul in Luke 2, verse 55. I don't know about you today, but I feel that there's going to be a war. I feel there's going to be a war because we have taken the Prince of Peace out. When there's no peace, then there's war. And if we had peace, then we wouldn't have war. But if you have taken the Prince of Peace out of America, then you must want war, America. You know, the Spirit of Christ can have no union with the spirit of the world. Even a father, while unconverted, will oppose a godly child. Thus, the spirit that is in those who sin against God is opposed to the spirit, which is the following of the Most High. It is the spirits, then, that are in opposition, and not the person. You know, the Bible is very clear that there is a war going on in our lives. There's a spiritual war. The sword of the world wants to pierce those that love Jesus today. Jesus, the Christians are under attack today. They don't want you to even say Jesus in the military anymore. They don't want chaplains to pray in Jesus' name anymore. Yes, there's a sword from the world. They're trying to take every facet of Jesus out. Jesus is such a threat to American society. Jesus seems to be a threat to Hollywood. I don't know what's so bad, but I'm here to tell you that there's people going everywhere trying to take the cross of Jesus down. They're trying to take pictures of Jesus down. Oh, come on, somebody. We're destroying old traditional churches. We've forgotten our history, and I'm here to tell you today, America, you must love war because you have taken the Prince of Peace out of this nation. I want to leave you with one last verse in Romans 7:21-23. The Bible says, "So I find this law at work. Although I want to do good, evil is right there with me. For in my inner being I delight in God's law, for I see another law at work in me, waging war against the law in my mind, and making me a prisoner to the law of sin at work within me." I want to encourage you today, and even though it's hard to fight this evil, that you might find a war, that you want to do good, but you find yourself always doing evil. I want to tell you today that there's a war possibly could be waging in your mind of good and evil. And I know today it's very difficult to do the right thing, but I'm here to tell you today that the Apostle Paul says, "The things I want to do, I can do, and the things that I don't want to do, I end up doing." He says, there's a war waging in my mind. I know some of you, there's a war waging in your mind. I know Satan's trying to take over your mind. And I know you have war in your mind. I know returning veterans still struggling. They might have a war in their mind. They might not be able to let go of the wars. I'm here to tell you today, some of you have been faced with trauma and bad situations. Some of you have been through bad experiences. But I know there's still a war waging in your mind, just like the Apostle Paul. But I'm here to tell you today, why don't you take hold of the Prince of Peace? Why don't you take hold of the Prince of Peace? Why don't you take hold of Jesus right today? Take Him, invite Him in your heart, ask Jesus into your heart. Repent of your sins and say, Jesus, come, take over my life. Oh, I know that you've been fighting a war. America, you must love war because you have taken the Prince of Peace out of this nation. Oh, come on, America, don't you think it's time that we walk towards Jesus once again? Don't you think it's time, America, that we walk towards peace? I'm here to tell you, we need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. We need the Prince of Peace back in this nation. We need Jesus back in our hearts. We need the Prince of Peace back in America. Amen.
Listen to me. Why?